Thanks for joining us, everyone. I'm talking with Richard Speight Jr. here.
Rob, thanks for having me on your podcast. This is really neat.
Absolutely.
I thought you had quit the business and moved out of town years ago. This is nice to know that you're still around.
So what do you want to promote?
Yeah. Cut to all this SAG people listening going, Black Paul Speight, he's out. Hey, hey, what's going on? Rob and Rich are the kings of cons. Just so people listening know, when they go back in the time capsule and listen to this out of order, SAG is on strike. It's official.
Mm-hmm. Along with the WGA, the Writers Guild.
Oh, yeah. WGA has been doing it for about a month or so, and now SAG, about 3 days ago, they jumped in there, and here they are striking their little hearts out, and we're right there with them. We agree.
Yeah.
I agree wholeheartedly with this strike.
Well, let's get it out of the way up top. A lot of people have already written into the podcast and said, what does this mean for you, Robin Rich, and your podcast and this podcast, and really, what is the strike? So let's
I'll tell you right now, I can tell you one thing is going to happen. Robbie's going to have to drain that moat. You know, those koi pond's not going to feed itself.
No, it's already drained.
And then the bocce ball, are you still going to host your tournament? I don't think so.
No, I sold it at the bocce ball fair last weekend.
Bocce balls are us.
Yeah, I'm going to go back to being what I was before that joke was made, which is a house that never had a moat and a bocce ball court that doesn't exist.
Listen, let me tell you something. People know that you're on the fancy side, and I'm a blue-collar man just trying to make my way.
You wish.
And I think it's great. That's what makes our yin and yang work. Hey, speaking of you being fancy and me being just a regular fella, I'm here in Joseph, Oregon for the summer, as I often want to do.
At your at your second house, your lake house.
Yeah, at the my in-laws' home that I enjoy staying in.
Sure.
You know, I like to support my in-laws. Robbie, what are you doing for your in-laws this summer? Anything?
And that you own. That
I
you
get
own.
It. Nothing for the in-laws. But we like to support the in-laws. So
technically,
here we
are. I don't have in-laws. Technically, I don't have in-laws.
Ooh, ouch. So I was up here and first of all, the Outlaw has changed ownership and has changed names. It's now called Slack.
What?
And it now has a...
I just learned that it was called Outlaw.
Yeah, well, Outlaw was never open, so nobody even knows that Outlaw closed because they
were
never
open. Can you
back up
and tell me what the hell you're talking about?
It's a restaurant here in Joseph, Oregon.
Okay.
Outlaw was a restaurant on the corner that I think I saw open four times in my 20 years of coming here.
Wow.
And now it's changed owners. It's called Slack. It's great. Although I will say that Emma, the bartender, does not know what a Negroni is, but that's okay.
Okay.
We're gonna bring Emma up to speed. Emma's the daughter of JC's best friend here in town.
Like her grown up best friend?
Yeah, JC's best friend is JC's age, and then her daughter is 22 or 23.
Yeah, yeah. But like it was her growing up, JC growing up in Joseph, it was her best friend?
Yeah, Jill Yost. And so Jill's daughter, Emma's the bartender, doesn't know how to make a Negroni. And we're not gonna hold her, we're not gonna punish her for that.
You can learn her. You can learn her how to
make a Negroni.
Yeah.
Anyway, so, you can learn how to make a Negroni unless your bar doesn't carry Campari or anything similar, which is the speed bump we hit.
Because
I was walking her through the two parts, one part, and the lack of Campari kind of brought it to a screeching halt.
Right.
But don't worry. When Michael Junkins is elected mayor, there'll be Campari at the bar at Slack. Trust me.
He's actually running on that.
He's running on more Campari. Campari for everyone. A Campari for every bar is his motto.
Campari campaign.
Yeah. He's Campari-ing. It's not even campaigning. It's Campari-ing. Anyway, so you got Michael Junkins running for mayor. Emma working at Slack behind the bar.
Okay.
It's got a new ice cream shop called the Tack Room attached to Slack. It's great. A million-dollar view. You know, Embers has always had a great view. And now right across the street, there's Slack, which has a great view. And Outlaw had a great view, too. The problem is you could never, take advantage of the view because the restaurant was never open. Now Slack is open.
Okay.
Serving just great food. Anyway, I was at Slack and ran into a fan of ours, somebody who likes us, you and me, specifically. And he is the principal of the high school, Lance Homan. Chase Homan, his son, was a dishwasher with the Speight Boys last year. And Lance went to high school with Jocelyn, my sister-in-law, and now he's the principal. And he's a big fan. I didn't know this. He's a big fan of Supernatural and listens to our podcast regularly.
What?
Not just Supernatural then and now. This bad boy. He listens to this podcast.
No way.
Yeah. And he was like, So he came over and he was so gracious. I've met his son many, many, many times, but I really haven't met Lance much. And so we had a little chat, and he was just gracious about his support of the show and the podcast. Then he did bring up, and this is this all back to you being fancy.
Lance, no.
He took issue with your refusal to pee outside in your own yard. He thought that was a strange one. Okay. And his wife was there, and she agreed. She's like, man's a homeowner. He can't go out there and pee in his yard. I said, homans, ho people. I agree with you. But Rob is he's from a fancier lifestyle, a higher falutin elite. I don't know. I mean, how would you describe
it? Oh, jeez. Oh, man. Okay, first of all, what's a homan? Is that their last name?
That's their last name.
But then you said ho people.
Well, I thought that was probably, if her last name was Homan, that seems sexist to have man in the title. So I was trying to be, up to speed with the times.
Right. Here's what I would say to Lance, who I can't wait to meet when I get up to Joseph, is Los Angeles, California is not Joseph, Oregon. If you go outside and you're back here on a Joseph, Oregon, you're basically in the wild, wild west. You can pee on anything. But here, if you go outside, it's my well-groomed yard with there's not a lot of yard, actually. It's just a strip of yard. So if
there, you've got a really swanky pool area.
I have a pool nice area with a small strip of grass.
And you have a front yard that's lovely, that's very private.
I have a front yard that's small, and it's got AstroTurf on it. So if everyone's out there peeing all day, it's gonna smell like pee. It's gonna smell like urine. It's not a bathroom. Not here, not in the middle of L.A.
So is that what you say to horses, bears, and tigers? No peeing outside?
They live on farms. That's what you do. Yeah, but it's the wildlife.
Farming tigers? You're a monster. I just think that you, it's...
I do have a tiger. I'm pulling for you. And I've got two tigers, but I'm not. But I'm just like you and just like the common people.
Lance is pulling for you. I think the Homan family is it wants you to go outside and pee, and I think maybe this is, I don't know how this affects Michael Junkin's mayoral campaign, but somehow we need you peeing outside.
Here's the thing, if I were at your house, I'd pee outside.
In Los Angeles or here,
wherever. If you said go pee outside, I'll go pee outside, but not in my own house.
But now what if you're peeing outside and the machete's standing there? That seems crass.
No, I wouldn't do that. I would never do that. I don't know. There's something about it that seems crass. The whole thing. I when I was out of town, I said to my friends who live in Silver Lake, "You can come go swimming in the pool." And so, like 8 or 9 of them came over, and they were here for a long time. And I didn't ask
them. A lot of people.
Them.
They overstayed their welcome. I'm hearing they overstayed my welcome.
No,
their welcome
they couldn't. I'm saying they were here. They were drinking. They brought their own things and a cooler. They couldn't get inside my house. They were just out the pool.
Were they rattling the doors and trying to get in? Oh, you were gone.
Yeah.
Oh, so they came to party in your pool?
Yeah, sanctioned by me, but I turned on the camera to see if they were still there, and they still were.
Yeah, you did. See who maybe got a little sloppy and took off a toppy. You know what I'm saying?
Nope.
I know what you're saying.
No, not at all.
I know how the Benedict's roll. I've heard the stories. I got two words for you: hot tub. No. Anyway, go on.
Anyway, so they were here a long time. They were drinking all day. I know they peed outside. I know that
they probably did,
but I don't want to ask and I don't want to know.
Well, they peed outside, but that's only because they're God-fearing Americans. and also, you gave them no choice. You didn't give them a bathroom to use.
I didn't, no. And you're right. It's just that, I don't know, the whole idea, it just freaks me out, man.
Oh, man.
You just pee, and I got AstroTurf.
If you've never taken a leak by the paw prints of a giant cougar, you haven't lived. Oh, hold on a second. Yeah, come on in. Who does? Paul?
Yeah, or doesn't need you, but he said no rush, but he's got a question.
Okay, I got to go answer a question for Paul. I'll be right back. Rob, do the thing you do.
Oh, boy. I'm going to do the thing I do and press pause on the record button just to avoid another Al-Cal situation.
All right, Robbie, let's make magic. Woo! Yeah. That was a great story you told. I mean, that was really funny. That was great.
Just so you know, I have not been talking. I paused.
What? Thought, yeah. Oh, Robert.
Well, I said I'm not going to do this. I'm not going to do this again. You put me through this before, Alex.
You know why? I know why you're not going to do it. is Al Cal.
He rained holy terror. He launched a holy terror on our show because of what you did to me last time.
I didn't do it. Monty did it. Propane guy.
Yeah.
By the way, Al Cal, big fan of Monty the propane guy. Not a big fan of yours, but likes Monty.
I had a nickel for every time you threw Monty under the bus. I'd have 3 nickels. So that's 15 cents. So, Rich, so we were saying before you got called away, why do you have blue paint on your hands?
Oh, I'm making a table, and the legs are blue.
Huh.
I'm building a dining room table for this for the house. That's what I'm doing for my now that I'm on strike.
What color is the top of the table?
It's linseed oil on cedar. So it's like a nice little golden brown oil cedar. It's gorgeous.
Great. You lost me at linseed, but it sounds amazing. I'm sure it's beautiful.
Well, you know, you have a friend named Lynn, right? It's their seed.
Oh, gross. so anyway, I can't remember what we were talking about.
Like Lynn Swan, for example.
Sure.
Might be his seed.
Sure. Lynn Swan seed. Why don't they call it Lynn Swan seed?
Swan seed's already a Hollywood agency, I think.
What if Lynn Swan had a swan and it could be Lynn Swan Swan seed?
What if it was Lynn Swan's Swan's last performance ever, and it was a play called Seed? So it'd be Lynn Swan Swan Song Seed. No, it'd be Lynn Swan's Swan's Swan Song Seed.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Oh, here's Fletcher. What's up, Fletch?
Can I have a few bucks for bubble tea?
Yeah.
I just tried to get him for 1 hour.
Right there. I don't know. It's Fletch, everybody.
Hi, Fletch.
Wow.
Hi, buddy. Get away from Fletch.
You can say hi. He can hear you.
Hey, Rob.
Hi, Fletch.
What's going on? Tell Fletch, Rob, what you were just doing.
I was going over here to ask you.
No, before that. What were you doing in the kitchen?
Oh, cleaning the fridge.
Nice.
Fletcher organized the refrigerator for the last 30 minutes.
Wow.
That's a good sign right there.
Like a chore that he's getting paid for?
No, man, this is just family duty.
What?
Man duty.
Yeah, man duty, as he said.
Wow.
Fridge cleaning is man duty. You heard it first here, ladies and gentlemen.
Wow.
And I agree with Fletch. Now, Rob may have issue with that. Division of labor, blah, 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 man versus woman. You know, I don't know how the Benedict House works, but here, we all work together.
You've trained yourself. You've trained your son really well.
Well, as Fletcher pointed out, it was more Fletch than me. It's probably on the brick part in the living room. All right.
All right, I love you.
Love you too, buddy.
Wow. You're just showing off now. well, you know.
How's I showing off?
Because it's such a great kid doing great kid things.
Dude, Fletcher's on fire. He cleaned the fridge on his own volition. He's like, Dad, this fridge is chaos.
But you pay him something every week to do that kind of thing.
No.
Does he get Fletcher an allowance?
He has a job at the Sports Corral, so he's got his own income.
Wow. I'm failing in some way. Yesterday I spent all day trying to get Calvin to fold his own laundry. He finally did it, but it was a long time.
You had to throw him a hundy, but he did it.
Yeah, exactly. I was going to say about cleaning my fridge, like I pay the help like everybody else, right?
Ooh.
That was a joke.
Smack.
I clean my own fridge.
There you go.
I'm very particular about my kitchen.
Oh, yeah, it is. Thank you. And now Fletcher's wearing a Russian hat. That's fine. Yeah, it's good.
Can I see his hat?
Come in. Rob wants to see your Russian hat. This is how he's going out. By the way, it's 90 degrees outside, and this is how Fletcher's leaving the house.
Wow. Nice.
Sweatshirt, Russian hat.
That's amazing.
My head looks really small, I just realized.
What'd you say? What'd you say?
My head looks really small.
Well, it looks really small when you're standing way back there in the Zoom. But
yeah, with a big old babushka on.
That's what it is. All right, go enjoy your bubble tea.
I will.
Uh-oh, now he's ready.
It's so hot outside, so I'm going to tuck it out.
There
I
you
know
go.
Why you're wearing a fur hat.
Yeah, that's a wonder. I mean, it could not be hotter.
Are you going to town?
Yeah.
Okay, see when you get back.
See ya.
He's up to something. See this fridge thing. He cleaned the fridge, and now he's going to go do drugs.
Right. Yeah. See you, buddy. Land of a long goodbye.
Fletch Spade, everyone.
Fletch Spade. That was a little news from the world. You have to play the news from the world theme before that whole sequence.
And I will now.
From the world.
So anyway, let's get back to, I want to address something that the fans have specifically asked us.
You peeing in the yard? Are we still on that?
No, we've covered that. We got that covered.
Well, we didn't really cover it because we never got to the point where you agreed that maybe you should pee in your own yard, but we'll get there. Anyway, continue.
How about this? I will come up to Oregon and I will pee in your yard and Lance's yard, and then we can
and
all
I'll
be...
come to your yard, and I'll come to your house with the Spate Boys and we'll pee in your yard.
You stay away from my house. I'm on the porch of the shotgun.
Chick chick. Chick chick.
All right. So we're striking. We'll keep it brief. We don't want to bore you with the specifics, but we're striking.
Well, there's nothing boring about labor fighting for what's right.
That's right. It's a pretty simple thing that we're asking for. Technology, the business has changed drastically since Rich and I
under
got
our
start.
Feet.
Yeah. And we're basically asking for the studio, our bosses, to shift with the times and pay us accordingly and treat us accordingly and protect us moving forward as things continue to change.
Yeah. I believe there's needed to be a correction for some time. And it has taken a while to get the members of SAG, to agree to that. But I think with our very strong leadership in Fran Drescher and some support leadership and people like Justine Bateman, mm-hmm. we're getting some really great perspectives and input on how to be moving the ball forward. And mm-hmm. this isn't, you know, a lot of people have this sort of view of actors like, oh, well, they all do really well. They're all financially stable. Mm-hmm. Couldn't be further from the truth. The household mm-hmm. names, they're doing fine. They're making money.
Well, that's
the
not
rank
what we're talking
and file.
About.
Yeah, the majority of the people who work in this business, who make a living in this business, are what I like to call, I think, what are just generally called blue-collar actors. They work, they do a job, they do a commercial, they do a TV show. Maybe they're a series regular for a couple of years, then they're back doing guest spots, doing a commercial, doing a play.
And by the way, that's yours truly.
Yeah, I mean, that's both of us. And, talking you know, about Robin Rich. And
if we don't make a certain amount every year, we lose our health insurance.
Gil McKinney, Gabe Tigerman, Adam Fergus. Ruth Connell, the lot of us, this is how we live.
Yeah.
And we...
And it really is year to year. It is year to year. How did you do this year?
Yeah.
You know.
And you rely on the shows you work on paying you for the times that the show airs, which is called residuals.
Right.
And the residual structure of network TV was very much etched in stone and very clear, and the books were open. The world has shifted into a streaming on-demand world where those residuals are... live in a much more nebulous gray area, and have not kept up with inflation. If anything, they've gone down. If anything, the median income of a blue collar actor has decreased.
Yeah. Any other job, we'd be, for as long as we've been in the business, we'd be getting paid, better now than when we started, and it's just not the case.
No, and sometimes it's the opposite.
Yeah.
Sometimes the revenue's just gone down, and the standard pay scale has decreased based on factoring in inflation, but it's decreased per job. And then we have the issue of AI, artificial intelligence, where they can do a 3D
as I call it
of a actor's body. What?
I call it AI.
AI. Anyway, that's also, the writers are very concerned about that, as are the actors, because our intellectual property, a writer's intellectual property, is his or her writings and ideas that are put on paper, concepts, and an actor's intellectual property is their humanity, is who they are, it's their look, it's their it's their being itself, and to be able to replicate that with a computer is not okay, and to be able to take that image and utilize it in perpetuity for things other than the job currently. And discussion is not okay. And believe it or not, those are things that have been on the table with the producing organizations that are being struck against. And so it's something we have to take seriously to protect not just ourselves, but anybody following in our footsteps who wants to pursue a career in this business. If we don't protect the rights of actors and the health and welfare of actors and the artistry and input and accomplishments of actors, then we will be blowing up a building that no one else can enter. We'll be ruining an industry that will no longer be able to take on newcomers. We will be destroying this entire field for people who are on their way into it. And that's not right. We have a duty to be sure that our business can sustain the next generation and the generation that follows, and not only securing a toehold for ourselves, but securing an effective path forward.
Yeah.
For actors and artists alike.
Yeah, and the thing is, we're not asking for something that's not there. These are we're talking about billion-dollar companies, and so we're asking for just a little more of a fair share, since, you know,
to keep up with the times, man. Just keep up with the times. Yeah. If it stayed relative, if it had stayed relative from 1995 to now, we wouldn't be having this argument.
Some of the things in our contract are from there's something in our contract that's from 1971 has never been updated. I mean, it doesn't.
I think there's a 68 one too.
Yeah,
like it's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah, I didn't. I voted for the strike, but nobody wants to stop working.
No, nobody wants to. Look, this is going to get worse before it gets better. There is a blast radius when you do something like this. People, you know, have a hard time paying their rent. People have a hard time paying their mortgage. People have a hard time paying for their kids.
Getting health insurance. I mean, that's a real, health insurance is a real
thing
every year. So that's that. And in terms of what we can do and not do.
Well, here on this podcast, it's a free for all. We can do whatever we want.
This is fine.
Because it's Rob, it's Bocce, it's Moat, and it's urine and yards everywhere.
I love that on the heels of, like, you know, you're throwing me under the bus with, well, I've got a moat and whatnot. I'm talking about making enough money for health insurance. And you're contradicting me by painting this picture that I have an automatic fridge cleaning moat loving house.
I will tell people, I'm glad you brought that up. Having a moat doesn't make you a king. Robbie is probably somewhere descended from some kind of royalty, but he's not, he doesn't own mass lands. He's not a lord of some sort.
I think I'm descended from probably more likely a jester of some sort.
Yes, but a jester was in the kingdom, you know, was entertaining the realm. That's something.
Until he gave a bad show, and then it was off with his head.
Off with his head. Yeah. Bummer.
Yeah. Bummer. So, you think you've got it bad.
I got a pass, but my pass is probably not nearly as regal. Not even as regal as jester. I've got the old, somewhere I was on horseback firing a, you know, homemade musket at something. I don't know.
Okay, first of all,
I look pretty inbred. You know what I'm saying?
Don't paint this lies about what I'm descended from.
I was complimenting you.
I'm Boone County, Missouri. I am as common man as it gets. And I did my ancestry thing, and it was really boring because, like, going on my dad's side, going back 5 or 6 generations, it's just Boone County, Boone County, Boone County.
Was anybody from Boone County?
Boone County, Missouri. So I'm Boone County all the way. So
would have been cool if you named one of your kids Boone County. Boone County Benedict.
Or just Boone, Booney.
Well, his first name would have been Boone. Yeah. Middle name County.
County, yeah.
BCB, Boone County Benedict.
Boco Mo, Boone County, Missouri.
Bocce Ball Court. Boone County.
I don't have bocce a bocce court. Ball court.
Boone County.
I've got a bocce ball set that Hank gave me. That sits outside. If you want to roll a ball, you can do that on my yard, but it's not a court or anything.
So you don't have help you groom that?
Yeah, I got bocce ball people, but
you're not an animal.
No, I mean, they come by and polish the balls every week and make sure they're rolling evenly. So hopefully that answers some questions. In terms of what we can do, what we can't do, we can do
Has
this.
Has anybody
podcast.
Been asking? I didn't see anybody asking.
Yeah, well, I read things you don't read, but yes.
Who asked?
A couple of fans wrote in about you're going to have to explain what the strike means. And
snail mail, like letters?
No, notes to this podcast.
Oh!
Yeah.
Well, note taken.
Yeah. So, step up. Clock in, Rich.
I would, but I feel like you already clocked in.
I did. So hopefully that helps answer the question. We know we can do this podcast. We're working out the other stuff, but pretty sure we'll be able to do conventions as well.
As long as you don't ask us about a show, shows we've worked on or are going to work on.
But this is good news. Like, now's your chance to ask Richard what kind of broccoli he'd be.
Right, and you can ask Rob how he gets his silver polished just so.
Exactly. And who's my bocce ball guy?
And is he looking for more courts to groom?
I wish I had a bocce ball court. I do.
I like the fact that you get bummed that the rumor is you're very successful.
Yeah, it's true. I'm not comfortable with that. God forbid if I ever really am. Yeah, you're right. I'm not comfortable with that. It's my, you know, my upbringing. It's my mom.
That's pure Viv.
Pure Viv right there.
Pure Viv and the Free Pores. That's a good name for a band.
Ooh, Pure Viv and the Free Pores. That's pretty good.
I'm going to make, hold on, let me make a note. I keep a list of band names, you know.
Or Viv and the Vivettes.
I like Pure Viv and the Free Pores. That's a good one. Explain the Free Pore. Remind people what the Free Pore is.
When we went to Maine at a family trip last year, Ruth made a comment. Well, I had to go to the hospital because I had a heart thing happen. And Ruth was convinced it had to do with the fact that me and my pals were partying the night before. And she said the doctor, oh, doctor, it's the Free Pore. It's the Free Pore.
If you're an American, it means nothing. That doesn't make any sense.
But if you're in England, I guess that is a thing because they, you know, in England, they're very specific about how they do the shots, right? So we weren't doing shots. We're just kind of like free pouring the alcohol into the drink. And she was convinced that's what gave me the heart issue, but she kept saying,
all right, there you go. It's added to the end of my band name list.
Great. Go ahead and read it for the kids.
Have we ever done this? Have
you
read my? Okay.
No.
Well, then you can read hers after this. You ready?
Okay.
Here goes. I just keep a running list of potential band names. Here we go. I'm not going to explain any of them. I'm just going to read them out. You ready?
Yep.
The Jerry Ivies. Jerry Ivey and the Magnetically Bad. Walter Matthau's Bulge. Sorry, made myself laugh. Walter Matthau's Bulge. The Sugar Shakers. Erling Mork and the Rug Rollers. No Solo Hooking. Brett Hayes and the Brothel Rescue. Brett Hayes and the Prison Spinners. Sailboat Fuel. I guess that's for a more adult contemporary act. Millennial Sweatpants.
Ooh, I like that.
Iron Poop Dog. That's from this podcast.
Oh, wow, yeah. I was there for that.
Hobo Dookie.
I gotcha.
Hector Sweat. Black Fabric Mummies. That's a good one. The Dead Edwins.
The thing that's funny about it is I can imagine the conversation you're having that led you to that. Like poor sap named Edwin had died, and you're like, oh, that's actually good for a band name.
The Dead Edwins. Digital Cats. Spider Cowboy. The Elusive Rooftops. Kind of a
I like
quartet.
That
one. Truck Stop Bathroom. Personal Mushrooms. Shallow Water Blackout. The Meat Waffles. The Drunken Stumble. The Tri-City Motherfuckers. Myrtle Spurge, which is a invasive plant we have growing in our yard.
Really?
Yeah, called Myrtle Spurge. I'm like, well, that's a band. Blue Collar Molly. And Pure Viv and the Free Pores.
Oh, that's fantastic. I've got a band name list, but it's just got three on it. Long Juice, PR Nightmare.
Yeah, that's good.
And Street Meat.
Street Meat?
Yeah.
Where'd you come up with that one?
My daughter really likes like tacos from like a taco truck.
Right.
So she likes meat that you buy on the street. She called it Street Meat. I said, that's
okay. Yeah. You know, those guys in the fruit carts all over Los Angeles? They cut up the watermelon and jicama and all that stuff.
Yeah.
We always call that freeway fruit. Kids are like, funny. Can I get some freeway fruit?
Yeah.
Like, so if you could command those, you could be freeway fruit and the street meats.
And the street
meats. Like,
yeah, that's good. And you could tell meats, M-E-E-T.
Yeah, like nice to meet you on the street.
Yeah. What are those? There's a guy up the street from us and it says frijoles.
Beans.
What's that?
Beans.
Oh, no, maybe it says something else. Frio. Mucho frio or something. Cold.
Cold.
Cold coconuts. Cocos fríos. Cocos fríos. That's what it says.
Beep, beep. Yeah, man.
Your band names are classic. Those are really good.
Oh, Tyler's contribution. Tyler Hayes, the brains behind BDDW and M-Crow. M-Crow, where the M stands for... band names.
For beer and jeans and fancy things, M. Crow.
he came up with the brand name, the Tri-City Motherfuckers, which that's that
really, really good. That's really good. Who's Brett?
Brett Hayes is his brother. Brett Hayes is Tyler's older brother, who is retired Air Force and an unbelievable mechanic. And is
does he look mean, like he's going to kick my ass too?
Yep.
Yeah. That picture that we found of you and me and Tyler and the mayor.
The mayoral candidate, Michael Junkins. The Milan boys.
Yeah. The Milan boys. God, he looks mean in that picture.
Yeah, I feel that's like Tyler's thing.
He's
man.
Mad at me in that picture. He's mad.
You don't mess around with Tyler. If you're working for Tyler, yes, sir. I'll do it right now. No problem.
I could not. I couldn't do that.
No, you couldn't work for Tyler.
No, it wouldn't work. Now, is this table that you're putting together, is that considered a like a job? You paying you for that?
No, I'm building a table for this
for
this
your house.
House.
Oh, cool, cool. Yeah. How much are you asking for it?
Are you going to buy the table?
Yeah.
It's great. It's great. You know, I was talking to our good friend. Perhaps you remember him. His name is Jensen Ackles because he's on a long drive. So
rings a bell.
He's killing some time. And he called and we were chatting. And I was saying I was building the table. And his wife's a huge M-Crow fan.
Yeah.
Danielle Ackles is a big fan of M-Crow. And Jensen should be a big fan of M-Crow because I've been pushing Tyler's talents on Jensen for a decade and he just blew me off. Finally, his wife discovered M-Crow on her own. And, you know, so maddening.
Yeah.
Anyway, he was like, he made the comment. I'm like, yeah, I'm building a table. He's like, oh, too bad there's not some globally recognized international award-winning furniture maker 50 feet from your back door.
Exactly.
Yeah, no kidding. Why do you think I'm doing it?
Yeah.
Because I got Tyler going, screw that to that. I'll be back in 6 hours, you know, so.
And didn't Genevieve, Jared's wife, did the same thing?
Yeah, man. Genevieve Padalecki's huge fan of Tyler Hayes's furniture and denim and ceramics and paintings. The Padalecki's have a Tyler Hayes painting in their home. One of his Jigsaw puzzle paintings.
Amazing. That's amazing.
Yeah.
Wait, he has a painting of the character Jigsaw from the Saw movies?
Yeah, he does.
Oh, wow, interesting.
It's really pretty. It goes in any room.
He's got that red and white.
You've got Tyler Hayes. I know you have Tyler Hayes jeans, and you have Tyler Hayes beer art over to your right.
Beer art over to my right, and I have two different shirts I wear, M-Crow shirts I wear.
A couple of hats.
That have the beer thing in it. Yeah, a couple hats for sure.
You don't wear the furniture maker. So the Tyler is known for those jeans that have the pocket outside the pocket. The furniture makers they're called.
Yeah.
I wear those all the time. Especially
I know you do.
On
me, they look funny. I'm already a short guy.
I just don't think you've
leaned
into them. I don't think they look funny. I think they look good. You just haven't like committed to it.
I know. I'm stuck in the times. I still wear tight jeans and I need to loosen it up.
Well, you got to dust off the furniture maker. You're doing the work around the house. Put on the furniture makers.
Yeah. Yeah. You're
right. You know what I mean?
Talk to me about Jensen. So he was on was he doing his drive, his move?
Yes, he's making his drive.
Okay, so what did you guys talk about?
That table, furniture.
So he just called you about the table?
He had called to talk strike to know to find out what I was hearing, and we were playing phone tag a little bit, and then kind of missed the advent of the strike, but then we finally touched base today just to, you know, see what the layout looks like, because as we know, this strike affects everybody.
Yeah, yeah.
And how conventions look. We were sort of saying, well, this is the new normal for conventions.
Right.
Which, you know, there was some pushback online. I saw a little bit, just a little rumbling from some fans, not aimed at me or aimed at any shows we worked on.
Which is weird.
They were all aimed at you. Yeah. But it was just saying, you know, bummer, I'm going to a convention. I can't even ask all the questions I want to ask. And to that, I say, true, but here we are. You know, it's what we're doing is necessary. So it's unfortunate.
And,
but we're still going to be there. We're still going to be having fun. Rob's still going to be carrying whatever he carries in his B-hole to the event and then rocking with the band. So it's all going to be as huge.
Yeah. And we still get to take pictures and we get to sign things and we get to do meet and greets and all that stuff.
Rob can still break your heirloom when he tries to sign it and crushes it.
Exactly.
In his bare hands.
Exactly. And, you know, I don't think it's going to be a huge change, and it's not the new normal. It's a temporary normal.
Temporary normal. It's a temporary normal.
Yeah,
like rock and roll. It's not here to stay.
And what you can do to help? A lot of people say, "What can we do to help?" I mean,
said that.
Yeah, yes. I'm serious. People are listening. How can we help? Last night I played
it. You really do sound like Trump. You know, people are saying.
Everybody's saying.
Everybody wants to know.
How can I help out this Rob Benedict? Let me tell you. Let me give you an 800 number. No, there's an actor's fund you can contribute to. But you know how you can help? I saw this the other day. You can tweet about it. Post about it. Just spread awareness. You know.
Well, I think spreading awareness is good. So people do wonder what it is and what it's all about. And
yeah.
If you happen to know, answer those questions for the good people.
Or just, you know, or just, yeah, just support. Just support us. And we'll get through it.
Yeah.
But we will appreciate people being patient with us.
In the meantime, Rob and I are doing this podcast, so yes, we are.
Yeah.
And we're going to do more of this podcast, so yes, we shall.
Yeah, yeah. And Rich is Rich is going to do an indie movie project, and I'm going to hopefully be able to audition.
Excellent. It's a tight list, buddy, but you know what? We appreciate your interest. And it is noted. And
you know, I often have these conversations where I'm like,
"How do you
love
feel
to
about
do, like
nudity?
An indie movie? I just wish I knew someone who, like, you know, directs indie movies." You know,
Robert.
I just can't.
By the way, did you read the trades? Announced a big indie movie directed by Ruth Connell. Got a picture off the ground.
Exactly. No, I haven't heard that yet. man.
Well, this is good. I'm glad we get to do this. This is fun to be back in the saddle, Robert.
Yeah, really fun, and it's good that we can still do this. And I feel in a way that it's like lockdown when we were doing. And my guess is Richard Spade. You know.
Yeah, this is the old school. This is how it all started.
Yeah, and because we're on strike, we have more free time, and we can do more of this. So that's good.
Yeah,
news.
Between coat to paint, we're going to do this.
Yeah. So.
Well, this is the first of many, everybody, and thank you for your questions to Rob about the strike. Hopefully, we've answered them.
Hey, and will you send a picture to the Patreon people when you get the table done and made?
The table's done, yeah, I'll send a photo.
That would be great. So blue legs and then a sort of a
stained
mauve,
cedar top.
Sure, stained cedar.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Great name for a band.
Stained cedar. Cedars.
stained cedar and the blue legs.
You keep that up. If there was a profession for professional band namers, you'd be...
Yeah, let's not forget, I single-handedly named the Elastic Waistband.
That's right. You probably could
I gave
named...
you guys three choices. Do you remember the choices?
Hank Plank and the 2x4s.
Hank Plank and the 2x4s.
Hank Plank and the 2x4s. Elastic Waistband and Phil something and the somethings.
Phil Dill and the Pickles.
Yeah, Phil Dill and the Pickles.
Those are all band names I had like back in high school. Those
yeah. Elastic Waistband was the best because it didn't single me out as the guy.
No one would be calling you Phil Dill.
Phil Dill,
exactly.
Oh, my God. I remember the moment we decided we had to go back to Loudon Swain is when Jared Padalecki came out on stage. He's like, hey, give a hand to the Elastic Waistband. We're like, oh, man. People, you know, that's what people are going to think we are.
That's hilarious. They didn't get
that we were doing a bit.
No, he didn't get the memo. And if he had gotten the memo, he wouldn't have read the memo. He's not a memo guy.
I think we should do an album as the Elastic Waistband.
Agreed.
I guess it would have to be a covers album.
It would be a covers album. But, you know, like a lot of bands do, like the Smithereens did a covers album.
Yeah.
The Larkin Poe is always doing covers on their Instagram.
Duran did a covers album.
Yeah, you should do that.
Yeah. Or like,
that'd be super fun.
They would all just be R.E.M. songs.
No.
That would be great.
You can't just play Mike's favorite band. You gotta like the band, too.
Yeah. Oh, fucking hell.
What?
we've been over this so many times. I was a fan. Right when Mike was a fan, I was a fan. Early.
Of what? R.E.M.?
Of R.E.M. And you never give me credit.
I thought he introduced
you to R.E.M. No, he didn't introduce me to R.E.M. I knew about R.E.M. when I was in junior high school. They came and played Columbia.
Okay, but the story, just agree with me that the story changes a lot.
No, it's never changed. You've changed.
I'm pretty sure I'm the same.
You change the story every time. It goes from you going like, you know R.E.M., Rob? I know Mike's a fan. You know Mike and me are the R.E.M.
Mike's
fan.
A big fan. You can't deny Mike's a fan.
So am I. You can't deny that I'm a fan.
We're not going to solve this today. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Rob Benedict and Richard Spate. Welcome back. Kings of Con, the podcast. We're going to be doing more of this coming during the strike. Thank you for listening. Thank you for caring. And if you don't care, thank you for listening anyway. Take care. Be well. Be awesome. And Robbie?
Richard?
Boone County Benedict?
Yeah.
Adios.
See you, bro.